From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama arrives in Peru on Friday for his final Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting. But his presence could be overshadowed by someone not in attendance, his successor, President-elect Donald Trump. The chairman of the APEC summit, Alfonso Bustamante, is hoping Trump's campaign comments, promising to walk away from the Trans-Pacific Partnership and renegotiate the North American Trade Agreement, will not continue.
It is a concern, of course. My reference to President Trump is what I believe is the best for America and for the entrepreneurs and the citizens of the state. We are worried, of course, about the U.S. Dropping out of the Pacific Alliance, which is, I believe, very important for all members.
Trump has made it clear that he is hostile to the kind of free trade deals that tend to be the focus of the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. U.S. President-elect Trump met Thursday with key advisors and candidates for top jobs in his upcoming administration. Trump met in New York with his first foreign visitor, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Mr. Abe called his talks with Trump really cordial. He called Trump a leader in whom he can have great confidence. The president-elect's transition team has submitted paperwork that will allow them to get briefings from the White House. Meanwhile, a Pentagon official says the transition team has contacted the Defense Department and hopes to begin to plan future meetings on Friday. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. There were airstrikes Thursday on the Syrian city of Aleppo. Activists and rescue workers say the attacks killed more than 20 people and damaged a water pumping station. Syrian government forces are trying to retake parts of the city held by rebels. The top U.S. intelligence official will not stay on to work with President-elect Donald Trump, telling lawmakers Thursday that he's leaving his post.
I submitted my letter of resignation last night, which felt pretty good. I got 64 days left, and I think I'd have a hard time with my wife, anything past that.
The announcement immediately led to speculation that the former intelligence official may be trying to send a message to the incoming Trump administration, but a spokesperson quickly tried to downplay such concerns. Head of the U.S. Central Bank, Janet Yellen, says an improving economy could lead to an interest rate hike.
And that such an increase could well become appropriate relatively soon if incoming data provides some further evidence of continued progress toward the committee's objectives.
Yellen spoke to a key congressional committee Thursday saying any interest rate increases are likely to be gradual. Many economists say a rate increase might come at the Fed's next meeting in mid-December. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told the United Nations Security Council Thursday that her government will put forward a proposal to impose an arms embargo on South Sudan. The embargo will target those responsible for recent violence in the country. South Sudan has been mired in a political conflict since December of 2013. Getting the council to agree to sanctions may be difficult, with some council members referring, or rather fearing, that such a measure would be difficult to enforce and that it would favor the opposition. A South Sudan envoy told the council members that denying his government the means to protect and defend its citizens and its borders would undermine its sovereignty. Mozambique media reports say 73 people were killed Thursday when a fuel truck exploded as residents gathered around to buy fuel from the driver. More than 100 people were injured. The cause of the explosion was not immediately clear. Authorities in Pakistan say they have captured a group of 8 people operating a recruitment cell for the Islamic State group. Counterterrorism forces in an overnight operation arrested the men in Lahore. An official statement Thursday said authorities also seized mobile phones, laptops, and ISIS propaganda material. The detainees were allegedly recruiting young men to send them illegally to Syria via Afghanistan and Iran. From Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.